Go to the Judicial Matters Amendment Act. It was an act that was a bill that was signed into law last week by the president. It affects all various types of South African law and matters, but I'm particularly interested in a provision that relates to when a person willfully makes a false declaration in support of an application for a protection order. Essentially, penalties if someone makes a false declaration. Bronwyn Pethe is an attorney at the Women's Legal Center. Really appreciate your time. Bronwyn, how practically does this amendment, or does this provision, affect particularly victims of gender-based violence? If the act says, well, if you're somehow found to be making a false statement, you can now be held criminally liable. Bronwyn, good morning.
Good morning, Lester. Thanks very much for having the Women's Legal Centre on the show again. Well, Lester, you know, as you know, there have been a number of amendments to the Domestic Violence Act in the last few years, and this is yet another slight amendment to the Act, which we, at the time when the Judicial Matters Amendment Act was still a bill, we made submissions from the Women's Legal Centre in support of this provision. Maybe just to point out that the provision actually has existed to some extent. There's just been an addition to the amendment in the sense that an affidavit was always, if there was a false affidavit that was made, then that was also criminalized. So what they've done is they've extended it to a declaration, which really means that, you know, anyone who's providing any type of information or oral evidence or any of that kind of type of information to the court around a protection order in terms of the Domestic Violence Act, if they make basically a false statement of any nature, then that can be criminalized. Mm. So I don't think that it makes a massive difference to the actual practical implementation of the Act, but what it does do is extends it and really provides more protection for people who seek and effectively abuse the system of the protection order mechanisms in order to falsely get protection orders against people.
When I've not been exposed to the process myself, but when making a declaration and there is an allegation of gender-based violence or any form of assault, is that tested at all, especially now that an affidavit is no longer a requirement to seek a protection order?
Well, look, the Act is quite broad in the sense that what the intention of all the amendments was to try and make protection orders as accessible to the average person as possible. And actually, the average person is not really a very good term. But really what we're saying is that women, broadly speaking, have very limited access to justice. And the protection order mechanism is a civil mechanism put in place to protect women, predominantly and vulnerable people, against various forms of domestic violence, and domestic violence is defined very, very broadly. So really what the Act is trying to do and is succeeding in some areas and maybe not so well in other areas is make protection order processes as accessible as possible, but at the same time is trying to prevent against abuse of that process. So, you know, an affidavit or a declaration is binding in law in the sense that one cannot make any type of statement to a court which is false and get away with it, as it were. It must be tested at all stages. And the protection order process does allow for the court to test the veracity of anybody's statements if the order is or if the whole process is opposed. Even if it isn't opposed, it's still within the court's jurisdiction to properly interrogate the veracity of any allegations that have been made. Evidence always has to be placed before the court in order to justify and motivate for a protection order.
Bronwyn Pethe, really appreciate your time. Attorney at the Women's Legal Centre, 29 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Good morning, Cape Town.
This is Lester Kivett on Cape Talk.
Some reaction to the conversations with John and Zongezo. Lester, the DA has had it good both ways for far too long. The DA blames the media for treating them how the media treats the ANC, as they should. The DA for far too long has been loving that they're in opposition when they're actually in government here in the Western Cape. It's a case of judge us on how we govern, but support us because we are in opposition. Let's go to a voice note.
Hi, Lester. Good morning to your listeners out there. Interesting discussions or viewpoints from both John Stenison and Songhe Zozibi. Lester, you keep saying to people that everybody wants to work for the ANC. It's not true. And you know it's not true. I have no idea why you keep saying that. Herman Mashaba, the Action SA people have consistently said they will not work with the ANC. Herman even once threatened that he would walk away if that were to come under discussion. So please do not go around telling people that everybody wants to work with the ANC. It is not true. Definitely not for Action SA.
Okay, and Solomon Weng is a candidate who is part of the exco of Action SA. I've heard Helen Ziller say it. I've heard John Stiernason say it. In a form of some stability coalition, possibly find a middle way with the ANC. The EFF says they're willing to go into coalition with the ANC. If Floyd Shivambu was finance minister, many parties have said they're willing to work with the ANC, maybe not Herman Mashaba and Action the SA, Solly, and I will concede that point.